given a certain power of engine and, consequently, a certain fuel consumption, there is a practical limit to the total weight of aircraft that can be made to fly. Out of that weight, as much as possible is wanted for fuel, radio navigational instruments, passenger seats or freight room, and, of course, the passengers themselves or freight itself. So, the structure of the aircraft has to be as small and light as safety and efficiency will allow. One of the designers must calculate the normal load that each part will bear. This specialist is called the stress man. Also, as precautions against errors in manufacture, accidental damage, etc., he takes account of any unusual stress that may be put on the part.